Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. The Young's doorbell has just rung. It must be Carter. As Peggy flies to the door, she wishes she could share her exciting secret. She'd give anything to tell Carter that his parents know all about their engagement and are coming from Chicago to visit her tomorrow. But Mr. Trent's secretary asked her not to tell, and a promise is a promise. Pepper reaches the door first and swings it open with a flourish. But it's not Carter. It's Mr. Walters, the local real estate agent.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Young. Oh, Pepper.
Hello, Mr. Walters.
Won't you come in, Mr. Walters?
Oh, thank you. Miss Peggy, you're a sight for sore eyes. You're as pretty as a picture.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Walters. I guess I'll go upstairs for a while, Mama, till Carter comes. He ought to be here any minute now.
Yes, dear, I suppose he ought to.
Well, I'll be getting along, too. Good night, Mom. I'll see you later. Good night, Mr. Walters.
Is Mr. Young home?
No, he's in Chicago.
Chicago? Well, I wonder if you went to see Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Phillips?
I mean, the owner of this house.
Oh, yes, of course, Mr. Phillips. Isn't it funny? I always forget that I'm not still the owner. It's ridiculous, but I suppose we've lived in this house so long that I never can believe anybody else owns it.
Well, I certainly wish you did own it, Mrs. Young. I wish you'd been able to buy it.
Oh, well, we will, someday.
Someday, I'm afraid, isn't going to be quite soon enough.
Oh? What do you mean?
Well, now, Mrs. Young, what I want to know is there any chance of your buying it?
Well, no, I'm afraid not. Not now. You see, things have been a little hard for Mr. Young.
Well, that's what I've heard. I understand he's closed up the Johnstown office.
Well, yes, he has.
Well, I'm sorry to hear it, because that doesn't make you look like a prospective buyer to me.
Well, no, we're not prospective buyers, but I imagine we'll be renters for quite a while.
I'm afraid that may not do, Mrs. Young.
Oh, I don't understand.
Well, you see, the owner, Mr. Phillips, wants to get rid of the property.
Oh, I see. You mean he'd like to have us buy it?
Yes. Yes, he'd like to have you buy it, of course. I don't think there's anybody else he'd rather have buy it. But in the event of that you can't, Mrs. Young, well, I suppose you've got to face the situation.
What situation?
The fact that somebody else may.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I mean, I hope not. Of course, that doesn't sound very fair to Mr. Phillips, but it is hard for me to realize that this isn't our own place anymore. Oh, I just couldn't bear to part with it.
Well, I certainly hope you won't have to. But you see, I get my instructions from Mr. Phillips, and I've got to carry out his orders.
Oh, I see. Well, sit down, won't you, Mr. Walters?
Thank you. Mr. Phillips is very anxious to get some money out of this property, and he's putting it on the market again. But, of course, he won't do it without first coming to you and seeing if there's any chance of your buying it. And I imagine he'd make you a very good price.
I'm afraid there's no use talking about that. There just isn't a chance in the world of our buying it right now. But isn't the rent enough? We pay it regularly.
Oh, there's no complaint about that, none whatever. It's simply that Mr. Phillips wants to move the property and realize some money for some investment he wants to make. And so he asked me to come around and see you.
Well, perhaps Mr. Phillips will be patient for a while.
I'm afraid not, Mrs. Young. If you can't buy the property, I've got to find somebody who will.
Oh. I see. Well, no, we can't buy the property.
Well, then I imagine you won't have any objection to showing the house to any prospective buyers that I may be able to round up?
No objection? Well, of course, I'd rather not show it to them. I mean, you don't understand. I don't think anybody could ever understand how we feel about this house. How we love it. How all our roots are sunk in it. I don't think anybody in the world could ever understand that, except somebody who'd known us for a long time.
Well, I do understand, Mrs. Young, but, business is business.
Yes, of course, only... Only I do wish you'd wait until Mr. Young gets back from Chicago. I'd rather have you talk to him about all these things.
When's he coming back?
Well, he's only gone for a very short trip.
Well, I guess I can wait if it's only a matter of a few days before starting to show anybody else through the house.
Well, thank you, Mr. Walters. I'd appreciate that very much if you would wait.
Although I did have some people in mind who wanted a house about this size. And I thought maybe if they could take a look at it tomorrow...
Oh, not tomorrow. Oh, no, please, not tomorrow.
Do you think Mr. Young will be back by the first part of the next week?
Oh, I'm sure he will. And tomorrow, you see, I'm expecting some company, and I'd much rather not have them know. I would appreciate it if you'd wait a few days.
Well, we're old friends, Mrs. Young, and while I suppose I ought to take customers by the scruff of the neck and show them everything I have, still I'm willing to wait a few days till Mr. Young gets back. But after that, I'm afraid the house will be in the open market, and I'll have to bring in as many prospects as I can.
I understand. Well, thank you for waiting, Mr. Walters, and thank you most of all for not attempting to show anybody through tomorrow.
Well, I guess that's all, Mrs. Young. Oh, you've got the house in nice shape. It looks fine. And the grounds, too. That's a nice dogwood tree you've got out there.
Yes. You see, Yes, it is a nice dogwood tree, isn't it?
And you've got some fine shrubs on this place. You always have had. I certainly wish you were the one who was going to buy it. I wish it was going to be your place again for good and all.
Thank you. I wish so, too. Only I'm afraid it isn't.
Well, I won't take up any more of your time now. Good night, Mrs. Young.
Good night, Mr. Walters.
Back with the Youngs in just a moment, after this message from our sponsor. Mrs. Young sits stunned at the news that they may lose the house she loves so well. As Peggy says,
Mama, what's the matter? You look so strange.
Oh, nothing's the matter, darling. Not a thing. I just feel a little depressed because your father's away. I mean, I'd so much rather have him here tomorrow when the Trents come.
Oh, Mama, I never dreamed for a minute they'd come here to our house, did you?
No, I didn't. But I'm very happy for your sake, Peggy, that they will.
You don't look very happy.
Well, I am happy for you, and I want you to have a perfect time. I want you to be happy here in this house for as long as you can.
In this house? Well, what a funny thing to say, Mom. Of course I'll be happy here. I've always been happy in this house. We all have, haven't we?
Yes, we all have.
It's a nice house.
And it's such a sweet house.
You know, Mama, I like little houses ever so much better than I ever like a big house. I mean, I think if I could have anything I wanted in the whole world, I'd want a house just like this for myself someday, when Carter and I are... Oh, it's such a sweet place.
Yes, darling, it is.
I want to be married in this house. I don't care how rich the Trents are, if they have to come all the way from Chicago again, or if they'd like me to be married in a mansion. I just want to be married from this house.
Do you, dear?
Mm-hmm, yes. I've often thought how we'd fix it all up for a wedding. How we put a great big bell there between the windows and a lot of flowers. Sort of an altar where Carter and I could kneel. And maybe I'd be married at sunset. You know how the sun pours through those windows at sunset.
Yes, dear, I know.
Oh, I think it would be lovely to be married just at that time, late in the afternoon. A summer afternoon when it's warm and sweet. And you can sort of smell the new mown hay outside. And the sun pouring through the windows and the room full of flowers and... Oh, Mama, what's the matter? What are you crying about?
Nothing. I guess I'm crying because it's such a lovely picture.
Oh, Mama, darling. You don't mind my getting married, do you? I mean, it doesn't make you feel sad.
Oh, darling, no, indeed it doesn't. I'm happy for you. And I know how happy you are.
Oh, yes. I think I'm the happiest girl in the world and the luckiest and the most in love. Oh, that must be Carter now. I just wish I could tell him about his father coming here tomorrow. Then maybe he wouldn't be so upset about that newspaper story. Oh, Mom, I hope Carter's not too upset.
And so Peggy goes to the door, her eyes bright with anticipation. But her mother's eyes are full of tears. Now, this message from our sponsor. Join us tomorrow for Pepper Young's Family. Lee Stevens speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a production of Nana Radio.